Our parsha ends with Amalek attacking the Jewish people. And it's a very tough moment for the Jewish people because they've just left Egypt. And all of a sudden, they're attacked. They don't know what to do. And of course, God comes up with a plan and says, get Yoshua up there. He's going to go out to battle them tomorrow, and you'll stand up on the mountain, and everybody will look. Your hands will be in the air. And as long as they're looking at your hands in the air, and more than that, as long as your hands are up in the air, the Jewish people will win. And if your hands go down, the Jewish people will lose, which also is very difficult. And the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us that actually what the message is of that entire hands up, it's not just if Moshe's hands go down, then they lose, and if his hands go back up, they win. But what it really is saying is that the heart, the Jewish people have to understand that it all comes from God. So when his hands are facing up to the sky, klape shmaya, that's what it is. And that's the message. The message that they're supposed to hear is, God's got this. God will take care of us. What is so bad about Amalek? So Chazal tell us that it's as though you have a hot, scalding bath. And nobody wants to go into the water. They're terrified. They're terrified. They're going to get burnt. And what happens? All of a sudden, one guy says, no problem. And he takes a cannonball into the pool. And of course, the boiling hot bathtub. And of course, he completely burns himself. But psychologically, it's a game changer. It's because everybody else looks and says, it's not so bad. If he could do it, so can we. God is upset at Amalek because Amalek cools off the Jewish people. The invincibility of the Jewish people, which is really a reflection on the invincibility of God, disappears. But how do they do that? So Torah tells us, when describing Amalek, it says, Asher karcha baderech. So karcha, one possibility is, Asher karcha, from the word kar. That's what that medrash is saying. They cooled off the Jewish people. But there's another reading. Asher karcha, they happened upon the Jewish people. And that's the more literal translation of the pasuk. Do you know what Amalek did? Amalek comes and says, this is mikre. We happen to be here. We happen to be ready to attack you. And here's the piece. And this is so crucial and so critical. What did Amalek do? Amalek says, everything is random. There's no purpose. Things just happen. That's the message that Amalek says. And that is so against everything that God has been trying to point out throughout Yetzias Mitzrayim. The message of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that nothing is by chance. God is always there. That's what it's all about. And yet the rejection of this notion is so powerful. And that is what does in Amalek. God says you cannot have a philosophical group out there because they're contrary to what I stand for. And God says, therefore, milchama l'ashem b'amalek midor dor. There's going to be a battle between us eternally. And not only that, but kiyad al keska, God swears by his throne, but it doesn't say kise, it says case. It's incomplete. It is incomplete always and forever. Because so long as there is Amalek and that notion that it's b'mikra out there in the world, God can't achieve the full greatness of his potential knowledge in the world. When will that be undone? There will come a day. The day will come where everybody in the world will know that God is God. And that can only happen when the Amaleks are no longer there. May it be his will that it should happen. Bekarov b'yameinu. Have a good day.